This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So here's a phrase you're going to be hearing more of as the global car industry decarbonizes. New energy vehicles. That's EVs and hybrids mostly that use something other than predominantly fossil fuels to get around. It's how the Chinese government refers to their low emissions vehicles, which I mention because there's news this week of a new front runner in the clean vehicle sweepstakes, and it's a make that Americans might not know. Right now, anyway, the Chinese automaker BYD, backed, by the way, by Warren Buffett, among others. BYD announced its end-of-year sales figures on Monday, and while it does sell both EVs and hybrids, it does appear the company is on pace to beat Tesla's total sales last year, leading the wave of Chinese-made electric cars that is rolling over the global market, as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
About one out of every three cars sold in China is an EV, and competition is fierce. There are dozens of major brands making big ones, small ones, luxury ones, and very cheap ones, with the lowest price tag coming in around $10,000, says Tu Li of Sino Auto Insights.
What I would like to clear up is that these products from the Chinese brands are like cheap, as in, okay, they're like knockoffs, and that's not the case.
Right now, none of these brands are sold in the U.S., but bigger names like BYD and NIO have been pushing into Asia, South America, and Europe.
If I was an American car manufacturer CEO, I'd be trembling in my boots.
Ishwar Prasad, an economist at Cornell, says China's electric vehicle industry has grown so fast over the last decade or so thanks to a lot of government subsidies. China has offered consumers incentives and supported manufacturers, sometimes indirectly.
So, for instance, the Chinese state-owned banks have been willing to provide credit to EV manufacturers at relatively low interest rates.
The EU is now investigating those advantages and may levy higher tariffs in the future. In the U.S., a 27.5% tariff on Chinese cars has kept them out of the market. That's not likely to change, says auto analyst Sam Abu El-Samad at Guidehouse Insights.
It will be challenging for Chinese companies to really gain a lot of traction in the U.S. market, at least probably through the remainder of this decade.
Rules in the Inflation Reduction Act are making it increasingly difficult for any automaker using Chinese components to qualify for all-important EV consumer tax credits, like that $7,500 you can take off the sales price. And Abu El-Samad says the more China comes to dominate the global EV market, the harder it will be for car makers to compete for those materials. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.